All right, so this is a little addendum to NTI Romans 3. But towards the end when we were talking, I was talking about how, you know, intuition will guide you in everything. And I said that one of the obstacles to knowing that intuition is the belief that Holy Spirit won't guide you in everything. And I said there's some truth to that. And I said I'd come back to it, and I didn't. So let me talk about what that truth is. Holy Spirit will not guide you to reinforce your beliefs. All right? So, for example, let's imagine that you have an important business meeting today. And you really still believe that you're unworthy. And you believe that you have to be highly successful in this meeting in order to keep your mask on. And one thing you want to do is you want to dress just right for the meeting. And so your purpose for picking out clothes is to pick out the just right clothes that will allow you to be successful so you can keep on the mask of success and don't have to face the belief that you're unworthy. And with all of that crap in your head, you then ask Holy Spirit, what should I wear? You know, that's where, you know, any response that would come at all, if you hear anything, it's still going to be the mind. Because you're totally in the realm of the mind. You know, you're totally in the realm of all of this stuff. So when I say that you're asking intuition to guide you, and intuition will guide you, this needs to be from a detached, willing to follow perspective, right?
I'll see why they're wearing polka dots and stripes.
Yeah, yeah. It really does need to be. Intuition will guide you in every detail as long as your only purpose is to be guided by intuition. But if you start throwing on lots and lots of other purposes and expecting Holy Spirit to help you plan things to go that way, intuition is going to be silent. If intuition does anything, and this would only happen through your complete willingness, the only thing intuition would do would highlight for you what you're doing. Intuition, when you would suddenly realize, oh, look at me, I'm trying to impress. That would be intuition that made you suddenly see that, right? So intuition will show up in a non-judgmental way to highlight the error that you're in rather than reinforce the error. So when people say Holy Spirit doesn't guide in the world, what they're really saying, although they may not even fully realize what they're saying, but where that whole sentence comes from is that Holy Spirit does not guide to reinforce the fantasy, to reinforce your false belief. That's not the purpose of Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is guiding you away from the fantasy, away from the world. And that is exactly why, when you're not attached and just seeking guidance in all things, that's exactly why it will guide in all things, because you're stepping away from those thought processes. So is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, one way Holy Spirit does guide, and it's really, really nice, is it will point out when you're in confusion. It will, you know, again, it may help you suddenly realize, oh my gosh, look how much I want to impress. That thought alone was Holy Spirit. Now, what a lot of people will do also is, although Holy Spirit may point out how much they want to impress, then the next step is they judge themselves for wanting to impress. They were with Holy Spirit for like an instant, and then they went right back into ego. So errors do get highlighted for us by Holy Spirit. So welcome those, be grateful for those, be thankful for those, see those as holy moments. Instead of jumping right back into ego and judging yourself for not being perfect, whatever the hell that means. Okay? And that's my addendum, so I'll just turn this off.